Uh-oh, technical.
Well, that's a number one bestiality podcast. There ain't no number two. Well, that's a number one bestiality podcast. It's great for me and you. It's Danish and O'Neill.
You really as good as they all say you are?
Every once in a while.
No, I shouldn't go on Danish and O'Neill. And just by saying that, Lucas, that puts you in a special group that I get to block you. So bye-bye. Yes, if you're spouting Danish and O'Neill on my page, I just block you. Fair warning, because they are a complete harassment podcast. So just saying.
He's just saying. I like how he says, therefore, it puts you in a group and I get to block you.
Fair warning. Like, it's nice that he gives you the fair warning. Yeah. It's like, hey, if you want to stop, you can still get my awesome content. Because, it's, you know, it's good comedy. Like, if you're taking part in the Eric Heitz page, it's... What do people get out of it? Just they feel like they're helping
you? They get to hear a lot of excuses that they can take into their lives and use on a daily basis.
Like, oh, he can't lose the weight, so I guess I don't have to either.
Dude, did you hear the latest one? So he's supposed to leave, like, I think tomorrow... Or last week, I think last Thursday, and he said he had to go to the DMV to get something taken care of.
Yeah, to get his bike license.
That is his mom's car.
God, here we go.
No, this is great.
Here we go. So his dog ate his bike.
Yeah. So the DMV's open on Saturday. Oh, here's what it is. Okay, so he was supposed to leave on Saturday. And the DMV, luckily in Indiana, he said, is open on Saturday.
Thank God.
It's only open half a day.
Oh, no.
So guess what? He gets in his mom's car to go down there.
Breaks down.
Dead battery.
Oh.
What's he do? He go gets his charger. Guess what? Charger's dead.
Oh, man.
So now he has to wait till Tuesday.
And what's going to happen Tuesday? He's going to turn his ankle on a banana peel in his living room. It's going to be our fault.
Yeah.
So, guys like us, the quote unquote trolls, we're holding him back.
I like what he says that he's now I get to block you. It's almost like there's a legal precedent set that once you cross this line, now he has the authority to do this.
Well, and he takes great pleasure in the small stake of land that he owns. Oh, you gonna come? You want to step on my yard? I'm gonna block you. Ooh, Eric.
Don't you ever.
It's so hard to open up another account if you really want to fucking get at him to do it. I get to block you, Lucas.
This guy.
Fair warning, they're a harassment podcast. Just saying. Take your time. Pick those words
wisely.
Who are
we harassing, man?
We're not harassing him. Dude, if we really wanted to turn it up on him, we
just have genuine, we're genuinely intrigued by the journey.
By the way, hey, Michael Rappaport, did you hear that intro? Number one bestiality podcast.
Yeah, don't be trying to step on our toes over
here. Hey man, stay in your lane.
Keep your dick out of our horses.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Hey, you want to do a horse fucking story every now and then? Don't come in our arena.
You dabble.
Yeah.
But you don't stay here permanently. Who is the listener on Twitter who said he lost like 300 pounds?
Let me see.
I saw that, I was like, holy shit.
He said he's our fattest listener. But
Not anymore.
Yeah, I would doubt it. He's formerly.
Yeah.
But he said he wants to fight Eric Heitz.
I know. He looked great. Like, that's congratulations.
Yeah. Keep up the good work.
I fucking...
Let's see.
I had his name written down. Now
I'll
I can't find
him
it.
Right here.
But yeah, success story.
I get so behind on Twitter just because a lot comes in.
Yeah.
Sometimes Barb's out of the office.
Baby Barb?
Well, then what happens too is one of us gets a spot and then these idiots who respond to it.
Yeah, it
gives you a backlog. Why do people respond to that stuff?
What?
The spot spots? Listings.
I don't know.
It's like, oh, wish I lived out there.
They're all that. It's like, all of them are like, I can't wait to get out there. Or tag a friend. Look who's on the
air. Or like, Murderer's Row. Or like one guy like makes like one, like trying to comment to Chris D'Elia and just commenting the whole fucking lineup.
That's so funny.
Okay, Chris, loved you in that thing.
I can only imagine if you have like a million Twitter followers.
No, it's
that. What do they even call that? What do they call it?
Did you see inundated?
No, but what do they call the fucking lineup?
Timeline?
Okay.
Did you see Ari's great tweet about the parish church. He's out of his mind.
No, what did he say?
Something about
I'm sure
it.
It's not good.
It's not good.
Fuck you, Notre Dame.
You're,
I hate you.
You know, like the church of Notre Dame gave boys who were being molested and raped beautiful things to look at. And I'm glad the Ray Putt finally burned down.
The Ray Putt. That's actually pretty funny.
He's out of his fucking mind.
John Little had a great bit about the fire. And then after he got off stage, I was like, I like that new bit.
Is it about Hunchback?
He goes, I wrote that today. Yeah, it is about Hunchback.
Yeah, he tweeted it.
Oh, did he? I was like, he did it on stage. And that was pretty funny because he was dead serious about it. And then he goes to me, he goes, yeah, I wrote that today. It was the same day that it burned down. I go, John, if you had written that yesterday, then I would have some fucking questions
He'd
for you.
He'd be a psychic. Yeah, I'm trying to predict the future now, just writing bits about things that I think may happen.
Oh, by the way, so June 20th at 8 p.m., we have the live Danish and O'Neill 200th episode. If anybody wants to tweet us or email us some... artwork with 200 and Danish and O'Neill with horses and us, we're trying to get a flyer going.
Yeah, and it's $10 to get in. People, some of you have already bought tickets. It's on Eventbrite, I believe.
Yes.
And so that's cool that some of you guys have already...
Yeah, you can go to the Comedy Store Belly Room on Eventbrite and look up June 20th, and it'll be there.
And we got some guests coming through the pipeline. It's Danish and O'Neill favorites.
Thus far, we have... Big Earl.
Big Earl Skakel. He's late to the party, but he's a crowd favorite.
We have a live performance by...
Sean Aylward will be singing the intro and outro, maybe even the Boner City song.
I think it has to be.
Yeah.
I think the greatest hits.
Lead the crowd in a Boner City sing-along.
We've got Eleanor Kerrigan. We've got... most likely Andrew DeWitt.
Yeah.
Got John Little on board.
Jumping John Little. Well, what's he against now? You got to hear it live.
We're tracking down the Bushman.
Yeah, for a headlining bit. It's gonna if you like the show, it's going to be a must, must hear event.
Live performances by some of your favorite comedians.
Yeah. We got Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with a new lead singer.
We should have somebody come do like a big name. Do like
Tommy
five
Morris.
Minutes.
Tommy Morris That'd will be doing stand-up and singing.
Tommy Morris had a great text message to somebody recently.
Was that? I thought that was a Facebook.
Oh, was it Facebook? Oh, maybe it was a Facebook message.
By the way, real quick before you say that, it's Richard. Richard said, as Danish and O'Neill's biggest fan, by weight, I challenge Heights to a fight at the next Ellis Mania. I've lost 200 pounds over the last 3 years, and every time I hear him make an excuse, I want to give that lazy prick a body glove slap in the middle of his back. Hashtag stop drinking soda, fat fuck.
That's a true American hero right
there.
That's
Dick. Thank you, Dick.
Fuck yeah, man.
You're a good man. You're a good listener.
Ellis Mania's in May.
Well,
it's 2-3 weeks away.
Doesn't have a lot of time to train to fight Heights.
they're having it at at the Irwindale Speedway.
Really?
And I think they're doing like professional wrestling and all kinds of stuff.
Is
I don't
it
know.
During a race?
I think it is.
Is a race where there's a fight where you get hit by cars?
They're doing two of them that weekend.
Yeah,
16 and 17.
Wow.
Yeah. So
Tommy Morris, to get back to what you were saying, he commented on somebody who said something. He said, that was a great post about Mitzi, okay? She still comes to me in my dreams. And then
And Mitzi had a message for that person.
And then he took some... what was the message?
He's like, Mitzi said that you were what? Like some... It doesn't even matter because it's not true. It didn't happen. So
what a
madman. It doesn't even matter what the message was.
Hey, Tom, you realize your dreams are your brain, right? It's not fucking extraterrestrials and supernatural.
That's not true.
Bro, he's got a point, man. Fucking Sam Tripoli. Fucking things come to me in my dreams, bro. Fucking he's like aliens.
He's like GSP, man.
Wow.
Mitzi came to George St. Pierre.
I'd love to get Tom on the show. It would.
We could get him.
He wouldn't do it.
He would do it.
You think he would do
this? He would do it. Yeah, he would. It's just a matter of, do we want to do it?
Let's mend fences.
Where are we going to do it? I don't want him in my fucking apartment. He smells like a wet dog.
Let's have it. Where could we do it?
Do it at All Things Comedy.
Let's do it at his place, guys.
Oh, Jesus.
I would throw up.
I would put down plastic.
It would be hideous.
Yeah. He's a real freaky lady, that's for sure.
Old Tom. Hey, Tom.
By the way, new Beach Cops is out.
Yeah.
It's that one that we did, we actually recorded last night, was...
this is a midweek Danish and O'Neill, Wednesday night, very rare.
I'm going cave dwelling and then a wedding.
A cave wedding.
Oh, did I tell you? So the night before, because it's all the way up in Sacramento. It's like, I don't want to drive all the way up there and not do something, so we're stopping by Cave City.
Cave City? What's that?
It's a city that has a bunch of caves.
People live there? Is that what it's called? Not. Cave City sounds like a shitty like place that sells furniture. Come to Cave City.
It's near Sonora, California, and then we're staying in a haunted hotel.
Wow, this is quite the trip.
It's really checking a lot of boxes off. So I'll let you know.
It's a real bucket list. So stay tuned to this episode, but next
episode. Yeah. I'm not allowed to summon spirits, though. That was the rules I was given.
Leave your Ouija board at home.
For the person staying with me.
You should have brought baby boy Britton from Beach Cops, if you know the show. You know what we're talking about.
Just let it sit at the end of the bed, stare at us.
Or just like put it somewhere to see what can happen.
Yeah, I'm not that secure that ghosts don't exist.
Want to know what we're talking about? Listen to Beach Cops. It's a great podcast. It's us, Andrew DeWitt, Zach Lunch.
Last night was probably the hardest I laughed.
It's Andrew DeWitt had to leave the room last night because he thought he was, one, going to shit his pants, two, throw up because he was laughing so hard.
And then he couldn't breathe.
After the show, I felt so insane. I went to a grocery store and I was like looking around at people and just felt like I was on drugs or something. Because like it was just like 2 to 3 hours of fucking
I'm still
madness.
A little off today from it. It takes a lot out of you.
It's taxing. It may end up killing one of us.
Almost killed DeWitt last night.
Yeah, he could be the prime
prime target.
Like, during the show,
is anybody there?
During the show, numerous times, he says he can't breathe. He's some things going on.
heart palpitations.
So check it out. Listen to it. See what the people are talking about. You know you're going to love it.
Yeah.
Big news for the Danish and O'Neill podcast. 30-Minute Meals is coming back. Rachel Ray is dusting off her cooking.
Dusting off those body suits.
Coming back to the Food Network.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I don't know.
Doesn't she have like a daytime talk show?
I think she does.
Our favorite.
Yeah. Rachel Ray, she's older.
Best BFF with Bert Kreischer.
Yeah, they're good pals. They went skydiving together.
So
but yeah, she's coming back. She said they're like, why are you coming back? And she said, I have new recipes and now I'm going to start drinking on the show. Like,
Wait, she's like, I'm going to start boozing it up.
That's what she said. I don't know. I guess that was like a.
So she has new recipes.
That's what she said. Yeah.
So she just left the show because she ran out of shit to cook?
Or just it got stale. I don't know. I'm not sure, but. She's coming back. She's BFF with Fieri. Remember they used to do the worst cooks
thing?
Yeah,
but I think that was almost like...
Just for marketing?
That was like her Rogan, where it was like, we need Fieri to launch my brand.
Yeah, could have been.
So she doing that talk show anymore? I've never seen that talk show.
I haven't either, and I don't know. Okay. That's Bird. He's been on it a bunch.
The talk show?
Yeah.
Oh, I
didn't
know.
It called? The
Rachel Ray talk show? I don't know. EVOO?
She said she was... And it was an interview with her. She was real proud. She moderated something. I think Michelle Obama's like book tour or something.
Yeah.
And she's like, I was just a small town cheerleader from upstate New York. And so it was really crazy for me. Blah, blah, blah.
That fucking book tour is, she's doing stadiums. She did the O2 Arena in London.
Yeah, I flew there to see it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it was great. I had her autograph my book.
Burr has a great bit on it.
My sister went to... should I say who it is? This guy's book signing. And his book got sold out.
What? Whose book?
This guy, you know, Andy Cohen from Bravo.
Yeah.
So his book was sold out. So she like wanted to, I'm fairly, like, I'm like, all right, whatever. She wanted to get it signed. And so she was like, what do I do? So she just bought like a random, I think a cookbook.
She bought a different book?
Well, then he got pissed, but she's like, your book sold. Like, also, you're there to support him.
Yeah,
though.
Why wouldn't
it's like,
you
I'm
have-
here because I like you. Like, I'm not here because I'm trying to piss you off.
Why wouldn't you have a shitload of extra books?
And then how is that her fault, though? It's like, it's not my problem. Like, what am I supposed to do? Go fucking run to another store and then come back?
I would feel like you would have like way too many books if you're doing a book signing. How do you run out of books?
Well, wouldn't he be like, oh, like my book's so hot that it flew off? I mean, it just seems odd to like yell at somebody in the line.
So what did he say to her?
I think he just made some sort of like snarky asshole remark. And I was just like, Jesus, man. She's still a fan, though. It didn't turn her off. But I said I would have been like, done.
He's the Don Rickles of book writing.
Yeah, I guess.
Look at this.
Guy's fucking...
Fuck you.
He's also like, is that one book sale? The guy's worth fucking like $8 billion.
But that's why, because every book sale counts,
it's all book money.
Yeah.
He makes nothing off the Real Housewives of every city in the fucking world.
That's all book...
Eric Heitz needs to get on the Real Housewives.
Real House? They'd have to cut him out.
Yeah, good.
They'd literally have to cut him out of the house.
You imagine, though, a show? He needs to be on a show where we can see the trials and tribulations, all his excuses.
Facebook, dude. He's on there all the time.
Yeah, but that, well, that is him angling for a reality show, I think.
I'm going to befriend him through my secret Facebook friend.
Meet up with him in Santa Monica.
I'm going to. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be like, I doubt he listens this deep into the podcast, but if he does, we'll know now. Because I'm going deep undercover, just doing nothing but Danish and O'Neill bashing. Really going to get in with the guy.
I'm going to see where his ride is, and I'm going to just follow him in my car.
We should just follow him and heckle him the whole way.
He would be like, now I can't ride. I need to file a restraining order against these two guys.
We should get a pickup truck, drive right in front of him, and have a donut on a fishing pole just dangling right in front of him.
In megaphones, berating him the whole way. Do not give this man money. Don't look at him. He wants attention.
Like how they used to run for mayor in a small town. They'd put the fucking speakers on the roof of the car. And be like, vote for Johnson.
If people support him, we just stay outside their house. Don't do anything. We're just like, hey, we're just here waiting for him to come back out.
Parked out here, yeah. We stay in the room next to him and just play music all day long so we can't sleep.
I looked over. I went to throw something away, and I took a look at the nightclub behind my place, which is somebody's backyard.
Oh, what's the latest development on that?
Haven't looked at it in a while, but the other night at like 12 a.m., they were doing some construction. Had the tools out. Oh, yeah. Some heavy pounding.
Why? Because they want to fly under the radar here?
Who knows?
What is the city inspector out during the day?
So they're like, it looks like they're adding on to the stage in some room. There's like wood structure.
They're like, look, right now this only holds like an 8-piece orchestra.
Who knows?
We need a 20-piece.
So then I was like, what's this? So I looked because I had a clear view. And so they have fucking tabletop, like it looks like the Comedy Store tables almost, and
it's a full service deal now.
But this is outside, like they have wait staff. Like, how fucking intricate is this,
dude? I bet they rent it out for weddings.
It's insane because there's like 20 tables sitting in this like sandy backyard.
I bet they do weddings
and they play this one song. Like one of the guy who lived there must play like the saxophone or something. He plays this,
who is he, Bill Clinton?
He plays this one song outside over and over and over. This like
on a saxophone?
This jazzy fucking tune, and it's driving me fucking nuts.
So he practices outside.
Yes.
Why wouldn't
you? Well, if you have a goddamn arena, why wouldn't you have a venue?
Man, you better get invited to these things with no cover charge.
I need John Little to shut it down, the city inspector.
Do you literally do need to just take some of those slats off that fence and then walk over there, get free food, and just come back?
I've considered climbing over. I'm like, hey, it's an easy fucking just hop the fence and I'll be over there.
Well,
I mean, there are nights you hear applause. You're like, how many people are back? Like, it sounds like a lot of people. I don't know. They're just clapping.
Give me some video of this.
There have been nights where I'm like, I should get audio to play it on the show. Because like before I come here, they'll be doing like events.
Yeah.
Like people making speeches, like on the mic. Like it's just like, I don't know what it is. It's like some nights it seems like there's opera like style, like singing.
Dude, it's got to be one of those cults, man. Like that one with that weirdo guy that started in West Hollywood, they did the documentary on.
They took the sign down from the front of their yard. I don't know if they were getting heat around the neighborhood.
Like, wait, what was the sign?
It said like the name of the venue they have. Like it's like a name. I'm not going to say it because I don't want people to know where I live. But
why don't you, have you talked to neighbors on either side?
I talk to no. Well, that like the street behind me is like kind of shady, so I don't really like. I keep my head.
Well, that would be like the worst thing.
Yeah.
For them to piss off those guys.
I think I once saw a guy.
A few gangs in
doing
that
some
area.
Intravenous drug use in a car in his front yard.
And I was party.
Like, oh boy.
Okay. Maybe just diabetic.
So I wasn't going to be like, hey man, can I talk to you about this club over here?
Hey, when you're done, I'll give you a few minutes.
Hey, I'm totally not a cop, but just quick question.
But
when you come down off that heroin, I want to talk to you about something.
Man. Well.
But yeah, there are some drugs. There are some gang. I think there is some gang activity.
Looks
so,
like it. When I've driven in there, it seems a little some, gangish.
You can see some tags. So yeah, they should be careful, but they're having a good time.
I think it's the shared economy, man. I think that they're definitely like, they have like an Airbnb, but for stage space.
Or like some sort of like Bitcoin venue.
Meeting?
Or like,
I still think it could be that, or it's like what are they, multi-tier, what, the marketing, the Ponzi scheme?
Yeah.
Oh, pyramid.
Maybe it's like a bringer show where these artists have to bring people to this venue to perform. I don't know.
Oh, and then they get, then they charge alcohol prices?
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, it's as expensive as venues are in LA, I guarantee you.
I mean, there's no way they have any sort of permits or anything.
Like, no, it's you can't all... you can't turn a venue, your backyard, into a fucking rentable venue.
It's all very illegal. But you know what is legal? BetDSI. You got to get on there. NBA playoffs are in full swing. They're probably odds on who the next Laker coach will be. If I were you, I'd bet on Tyronn Lue.
Dude, how about that guy that fucking bet on Tiger Woods?
Yeah, he claims it was his first time betting, which sounds suspicious, but he made $1.2 million.
Did you hear his story?
No.
$85,000, all the money he had that he could afford to lose. He lived with his parents. He was a day trader. He took the 85, drove to Vegas. He didn't. I don't think he lived near Vegas.
Did he have a suitcase of money?
I'm sure. Oh, no, he went to Vegas, and then he got the money out of the bank when he got Jesus. There. And then he put it all on there. Because who has a feeling that strong where you're like, all right, I can risk everything I have.
But even if you did have that feeling, I mean, I've had a lot of feelings that are wrong. You know, that's a lot of money to be wrong.
Especially when you're living at home.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know what, though? People that make a lot of money usually have that sort of relationship with money where it's like, yeah, I'll make it back some other way.
It paid off, man. That's a big fucking gamble. Huge. That could be you guys. Get on BetDSI. Say you got a feeling about a UFC fight or horse racing.
Overeem's fighting this weekend, which will be too late by the time you hear this.
Yeah, Earl Skakel's going to be fully erect.
Oh. I can't wait.
Look at the ream.
I bought out all the hot rod in four blocks.
Here's my Overeem impression. Hey. So get on BetDSI. Use the promo code DNO and get going. Or DO101. I apologize. Wrong promo. DO101. That's DO101.
Yeah.
DO101 on BetDSI. There it is.
Do we have any animal fucking stories? We haven't had one in a while.
Yeah, I got some.
Okay.
Let me get to this one, though, first. This is your home state.
Indiana.
Yeah, and speaking of $85,000.
The Florida of the Midwest.
Indiana man is he's suing his parents. This is a similar what we were just talking about. Suing his parents, $87,000.
$87,000?
He says in damages. After his parents destroyed his large pornography collection that he's valuing at $87,000.
You could own every porno in the world, it wouldn't be worth $87,000.
And they could be signed by every person in them. There's no way.
$87,000.
What is this guy fucking...
For porn?
This guy is such a fucking idiot.
Is this like vintage? Is this like Thomas Edison that was filming some porn?
Even if it was, it's not going to be $87,000. This is insane. So he filed this, an Ottawa County Sheriff's Office case report from February of 2018, included in the lawsuit, says a deputy was dispatched to a report of destroyed property. This guy called the cops, and the cops get there, and like, what happened? They killed him, Brian, destroyed my porno, man. It's like crying.
I'm suing him for $87,000.
Man told the deputy he was, in quotes, kicked out of his parents' house in August 2017 after a domestic incident. Noticed some of his items were missing when they delivered some of his stuff to his home in Indiana.
They kicked him out, and then they did.
They're like, just throw it away.
I guarantee you, yeah. They go, what is all this? It's pornography. Get rid of it.
He indicated to the deputy that he was told his parents destroyed his belongings and that all of his items were all...
Well, technically, they're their belongings because they were in their house.
He said all of the items were all to do with pornographic material, he said. That's why he wanted to press charges. Supplemental reports included by the sheriff's department said the man's warrant was denied by the prosecutor because of lack of evidence. In an email exchange included in the lawsuit, the man's father wrote to him saying... We counted 12 moving boxes full of pornography plus two boxes of sex toys, as you call them. We began that day the process of destroying them, and it took quite a while to do so. I did you a big favor by getting rid of all this stuff for you.
Wow, 12 fucking boxes? How big were these boxes?
And then he had the two boxes of his sex toys. If you're a guy, how many sex toys can you possibly use?
Two boxes, probably. I feel bad then that we threw out our pornography. We only had like one giant box, but maybe That was worth $5,000.
You're talking about your family, not me and you. We don't have shares.
No. My family's collection of pornography.
Which is weirder, probably. But me and you do not have a shared pornography collection.
Who owns physical pornography?
Apparently this guy has 12 fucking boxes.
Do you remember that Yoshi guy? What, he used to just pass out porno DVDs?
Yoshi from your mom saw his podcast.
Yeah, he just always... I remember he would always come around. He would always just pass out.
Yeah, when we hosted the open mic, you put him up, he'd give you a porn.
Yeah, I was like, you don't have to. He's I have like 50,000 in my trunk. Cool.
What does he work? He was an editor? Is that his job?
Yeah, quality control or editor? I don't know. One of the two.
Also included in this lawsuit are lists compiled by the man of items he's missing, details of the names and estimated prices over 400 VHS tapes.
Does he even have a VCR anymore?
Probably not. More than 1,600 DVDs, including multiple copies of some titles. He's like, I need that one. I need to back it up.
1,600 DVDs. This guy's 2,000 videos already.
160 plus CDs. What is that? Like soundtracks? What could CDs be? Or just burns?
So it's maybe burns. It's not DVDs. It's all just his buddies. Like, hey, I'll copy it for you.
And 70 sex toys. What? This guy, I'm going to go out on a limb and say he may have a problem with pornography. Yeah, and the list included in the lawsuit, the man alleges that the items lost are valued at more than $28,000. It would cost a little over $40,000 to replace. He's also seeking damages.
Dude, I would love to be the guy that was selling this guy porno. He's like, they see this one, very rare. This one's going to cost you $500.
This is great. And then right below it, there's a link. It says an 18-year-old suing his parents for posting his baby pictures on Facebook. They knew the shame it would cause. It said they knew no shame.
That is an interesting topic of people posting pictures of kids now that are public. It's not like the old days.
Yeah.
So what is the legality there?
I don't know. Not sure.
There's going to be more lawsuits like that.
Yeah.
Posting kids naked and stuff, and they're like, I didn't want everyone to see my dinky.
Yeah, or just like if something causes them, like, it, you know, they could allege it ruined my school year, whatever. Like, my parents posted this picture, my life after that was damaged. Like,
man, to be a bully now, really.
You got
to
do research.
But the world is your oyster. You can find old fucking shitty pictures, put them up all over the place. You could attack them online. You can attack them at school.
Yeah.
You can attack them everywhere.
Yeah, it's not just face-to-face anymore.
No. It's a bright new world for a creative bully.
I'm going to go back to school. You call Rodney for horse fucking, I'll give you horse fucking. Here you go. Ryan sent this, Hieronymus, Garnet. This is a lot of people were on this one.
It's a popular horse fucking tale.
New York Post, a man from the UK, which UK, is they got some good horse fucking, good animal fuckers over there.
I think they invented it.
Yeah, probably, to be honest. And sheep fucking, they seem. Yeah. Scotland.
I think they started it. Ireland. But as usual, the Americans.
Yeah,
we've
taken it to a new level.
Yeah, they spiced it up.
We've perfected it. UK man with a sick obsession, according to the New York Post.
Wow.
That's their words.
Yeah, not ours.
Yeah, we'll reserve judgment.
Yeah, we're not going to judge your hobbies.
His sick obsession for publicly masturbating near horses.
Publicly masturbating.
Which is very specific, has been arrested twice within 24 hours for the same offense.
So if this guy you can't, what an odd fetish.
Yeah.
Has to be in public, and it's got to be near a horse.
Yeah. Well, I guess it'd be hard. I guess you could go like in the stable, would be more private.
No, I know, but maybe that doesn't work for him anymore.
Yeah, you want him to come. You don't want this guy to just be jerking off for hours and blistering his penis. Malcolm Down, 61, who's got a long, long history of pleasuring himself in front of the mammals, was arrested on February 18th after he was spotted touching himself in a field in the city of Hull, England.
Touching himself in a field. Hey, Mom, is that guy touching himself in that field?
Oh, yeah, he is. Witness.
Can you imagine driving by and there's just an empty field and some dude just jerking it in there?
I'd hit him with my car if there was a horse nearby.
What, are you going to go out of your way?
Yeah.
I'd just go, that's pretty crazy.
A witness initially thought that Downs was urinating, but in quotes, it soon became clear he was in fact masturbating. Well, it's a long piss. and he's staring at those horses pretty intently. You're really
shaking it a lot. Make sure no piskets in your pants.
Well, that's a white, thick urine stream.
Man, that is going to be hard. It's going to be hard for him to pee with that boater.
This activity went on for 3 or 4 minutes. His penis was exposed for about 10 minutes.
Did he have a stopwatch?
Somebody got him on the clock.
Well, I've got I say 10 minutes. I got 9 minutes and 48 seconds.
They could have cut. The horse could have been a witness. Hey, I'll talk to you.
Do you think he has to be like a certain distance from the horse to really make it work?
Yeah, I would think he'd have to get pretty close.
Or do you think he has the tape measure? All right,
I don't think he's that specific, but I think he definitely needs to be able to lock eyes with it and kind of smell the duty of the horse.
Do you know what would be great? If a guy just stood on the side of the road and just waved to people while he jerked it.
When police grilled them about the act, he told detectives, this is English for you. I was sat on a bench. I was feeling sexy, so I started to ... He's feeling sexy.
Wow. He's leaving it to the imagination with that ...
Told cops he knew what he was doing was wrong. He was then released on bail after saying he'd been planning to see his doctor for libido-suppressing drugs. Just cut your dick off.
Jesus, so this guy's so horny all the time.
Yeah, he needs to cut it down. What did it say? He was 61, so he's not young.
Man, I would hate to see this guy at 19.
Yeah, he would have been. He was fucking the horses then, for sure.
This is going to be what Earl Skakel's doing at 61.
But within 24 hours, within 24 hours, Downs could not resist his urges and was back at that same field.
What?
Yeah, he went right back.
So he gets out and he goes, God damn, I feel sexy as fuck still. Yeah. And I'm quite horny.
Got caught by an off-duty copper. Made the arrest. Yeah. What do you do? Do you say, put that back in your pants? Or do you start cuffing them?
I mean, this guy has... I feel bad now because this guy's a serious horniness issue.
Yeah, he's feeling sexy all the time.
What the fuck? Do they have anti-horny medication?
They said he wanted libido suppressors. Can't he just cut his balls off?
What? This seems like an extreme...
I mean, he can't...
It's not like
he's getting arrested all the time.
No, but cut your balls off. You have all kinds of issues then.
I don't know.
You're going to have to take all kinds of supplements.
He was jailed for 8 months.
So they let him go.
Yeah.
And then 8 months for the second.
Admitted he's got a problem, but that he got a thrill out of pleasuring himself. Who doesn't?
You're alone there, my friend. What are you talking about?
According to... it says the news outlet. I don't know. I guess in England... Downs, who recently reconnected with his family after being exiled, had 12 similar busts on his record. Something tells me they're going to re-exile him. They're like, we've had enough of you.
12?
Yeah. Also had 9 breaches of an antisocial behavior order for masturbating in public. The court order had barred him from entering any field, stable, or area that may have horses across the northern English county of Humberside.
Can you imagine that?
What if you go in a field?
What if you went to like a birthday party where kids were there and then some guy brought a pony and he goes, I got to get out of here.
He's like, guys, legally, I can't be here.
I can't be around these horses.
He's like, what defines a field? Because I'm going to a baseball game for my job. Is that a field? Because I get horny here.
Dude, you know you're fucked up when you can't be... When legally you can't be around horses.
Downs' lawyer, Stephen Robinson, told the judge the defendant is very disappointed to be back before the courts again for precisely the same sort of behavior.
I don't think he is that disappointed. I mean, yeah, he might be disappointed, but he wasn't disappointed in the acts that got him there.
He said the defendant was of the view he'd been doing quite well. Doesn't sound like he's been doing quite well.
He jerked off, and then they got arrested. Then
24 hours later.
He's out there doing it again.
He added, he can't really explain it. He said he felt he was starting to conquer his demons. He believes this was some sort of lapse he can't explain. He insists, very sorry.
Would you rather have a drug addiction or an addiction to jerking off in public around horses?
I'd rather have an addiction, I think.
You do? Because this guy right here sounds like he's dealing with a legit addiction. He's like, I tried the best I could to stay out of that fucking field.
But yeah, he has an addiction, but it's an addiction to like such a horrible thing.
Yeah.
He's getting arrested. I mean, it's a shameful thing to be arrested for.
Yeah, what if you had a terrible drug addiction? You're just like selling your body on the street.
I'm not saying that's good.
I don't know. One's more socially acceptable than the other. One, people are like, oh, fuck, that heroin's got you, huh? This one's like, what? That horse with the field, that thing's got you hard.
Judge David Tremberg told Downs, you know you're doing wrong, but you appear either unable or unwilling to stop yourself. And he's like, it's both.
Is that what he said?
No.
Oh. It would be a great line, though, for him.
Guy loves those horses.
He loves to beat that meat.
Jesus. Well, it's insane.
Good luck to him, man. I actually wish this guy some luck.
I think he's going to conquer it.
I don't think he's going to conquer. He's 61 deep.
No.
I don't think he's hit rock bottom yet.
No.
He's back. Family finally. You imagine the talk, guys. Look, I haven't jerked off in a field with horses in 2 years.
I haven't even thought about horses.
I've been clean.
I wonder if he thinks it's disgusting, people who fuck horses. He's like, you're fucking gross.
There are those people where it's like, ugh.
Yeah, like, oh, you make me sick.
Yeah, those people should be put in jail. But what I'm doing, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Like, I at least can resist fucking them. So far. Do you think, would it be better if he just did that?
It would be, for some reason, it would be less weird, I think.
Because I think he would have a larger group of peers than just guys who like to jerk off to horses.
There's four people subscribed to some Reddit channel, there, subreddit, that's guys who like to jerk off in horses fields.
There's no way this guy, he can't get a job, right, with that record?
Oh, dude, everybody's getting a job. You this think? Guy could get a job,
what if
yeah.
He's like super successful. He's like a businessman. And he just can't stop so jerking
he
off.
He owns like the number one carpet dealership.
Yeah, or he just has like some England. Crazy, started some crazy clothing store that's like a huge franchise.
Well, dude, look at McAfee.
Yeah.
That guy's successful as fuck. You know that they did, there's some Adult Swim show. I think it was only a one-time or two-time deal where this... Oh, twice they had it because she interviews different people. And this woman interviewed, she's from The Daily Show, and she interviewed McAfee for like 11 minutes. And it's fucking
insane.
He's
the guy who did the antivirus. We've talked about him before. There's a documentary about him, right?
He invented McAfee antivirus.
And is he talking about like whale fucking lately or something? Or like,
yeah, there's stuff.
He's doing all his tweets are fucking nuts.
Yeah, and he's running for politics. He still has money. He has. Armed
isn't he international
bodyguards.
Waters? Because isn't he under
no,
arrest?
No, he's back in the U.S.
Oh, he's back.
Well, unless he escaped again. But no, they brought him back. He ran on the, he almost made it on the Libertarian ticket.
Well, let's hope he does.
For president in 2016. But anyway, the biggest news out of that is that he liked for teenage girls to take a dump in his mouth. That's
threw a hole in a hammock.
A hammock, ham hock.
Yeah, into his mouth.
Yeah. Allegedly. Yeah.
So buy though that antivirus and support him. He needs more money.
But there's a guy super successful.
Yeah.
He supposedly murdered a man, raised hell in South America, and then he comes back and he's welcome with open arms. So you know what? Anybody can change.
Yeah.
Or not change and still be accepted.
Yeah. So who knows? This guy could be fucking wildly successful. Let's head to Africa. This is Indonesia. I apologize. Asia. This is from the Mirror. So a man mourning the sudden death of his 23-year-old. This is from Ben, by the way. You're a good boy, Ben. Man mourning the sudden death of his 23-year-old wife was forced to show cops his penis because his father-in-law said that she was killed due to the huge size of his dick during sex.
What? It was the guy, Jonah Falcon?
His father-in-law believed that it was death by penis, and he wanted it to be whipped out to see the weapon that killed her.
Why would he immediately jump? Was the daughter always bragging to the father?
Like, I don't know. Some tells me
it's so big.
This may be in kind of a backwoodsy area of Indonesia. I mean, just kind of
there's a legend of this man?
I don't know. Or just
this. Oh, you're saying that they didn't wear pants?
No, I'm just saying the father-in-law just may have odd views on sex, or just I don't know.
Like the penis is.
I don't know. So cops brought the son-in-law, named only as Barca. I don't know if he just has no last name.
Is that a traditional name?
It might be like Madonna of Indonesia. In for questioning and asked him to show them his penis in front of the late wife's grieving relatives. Do they put you in the lineup thing, or just do they just do it in like a room?
I picture it outside. I picture one guy yelling, wait, hold on. I'm coming. I want to see it. Hold
hey,
on.
I'm running late. Don't let him show it.
Yeah, I'm right here.
But they were let down. They discovered it was a normal size dick. Did he have to work it to a boner though? What if he had a huge?
You think it grew like 20 times its size? Yeah, what if he grew... Is it like the Incredible Hulk of boners?
Yeah, it's like a 3-inch
it's a Hulk
limb,
cock, like
3-inch limb, 14-inch hard. Nettie Sito, 55, of the village of Marin Kittle in the Marin district of Indonesia's East Java province.
Also, how tall is his daughter? Like 20 inches?
I don't know.
Because you know, a whole baby grows inside that. You couldn't kill anybody with a penis.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's. Well, unless it's a horse dick.
Yeah, well, yeah, happened. Yeah. But you'd have, that's like half the length of your body.
So this guy, Nettie, called the cops following the sudden death of his daughter, Jumantri, which is it's a good movie, Jumantri.
Yeah.
Robin Williams.
Real good.
It was remade with The Rock.
It's the sequel to Jumanji.
The young woman was found dead in her bed after suffering an apparent epileptic fit during the night. But this father had heard rumors his son-in-law accidentally killed her during sex with his huge dick and called the cops.
Who started that rumor? And, I don't know. And who told the dad?
Not the husband, I'm assuming. He's not like, hey, no. You know how she died? My huge dick.
I bet he did. What if his... I bet he did. I bet he used that. He's like, look, no one's here. He's going to find out. She's dead.
Yeah.
She's the only one seeing my dick.
He's like, silver lining. My wife's dead. But... this is my big chance to start a rumor that my dick is so big.
Finally, I found the door is open for this rumor to be let loose.
I've been waiting my whole life. Not only did he have to show his dick to the cops and grieving members of her family, also village officials were looking on as witnesses.
What?
This is insane.
Well, maybe.
Are their eyes like right up against it? Like,
dude, first of all, you showed it to the cops. And the cops go, hey, it's average size. And the officials are like, we don't trust you.
Yeah.
You're dirty cops. You've always been dirty cops. What is this? This is insane.
Yeah.
So the cops looked at it, the family. All agree average size, officials.
It says grieving family. They're like actively crying. They're crying. Looking at his
show
dick.
Us the murder weapon. Ah, that's average.
And they're like, do you think someone went, what? What is a tiny dinky?
What if it wasn't average size? It was tiny, but he said, please just say it's average size.
Come on, guys. This is bad enough.
Is John Little the mayor of this town?
By the way, this guy is also grieving during this. This is his wife.
Natural causes.
He forced the show with dick in front of village officials.
Everyone's crying. He's crying.
This is humiliating.
Show us your dick. Three times he had to show it.
This guy can never live in this area again. He has to leave town.
What? Something tells me he doesn't have the means to leave.
What if a cop is like a female cop's like, it's a beautiful dick. I'm in love with this man. He falls in love with her.
I think John Little looked at it. This, you think it's average size?
What's
you think
next?
That this is
cops
average
cops can
size?
Look at your dick because they think you killed someone. What? They're taking our rights. This is the Gestapo, USSR.
I heard he's on a tour now showing everybody his dick. clear his name.
Let me show you my dick tour. The Probolingo Police Crime Investigation Unit had...
wait, where was this again?
Indonesia. They have some cool names. This guy named... it says Unit Head Rianto. I don't even know what that means. After seeing directly the genitalia that was thought to be oversized, it turned out to be of the standard size.
This thing isn't any bigger than mine. What are we talking about here?
So right there and then, the father-in-law dropped the report, and they apologized to each other. To each other? I think one man owed an apology, and
imagine that tearful? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that they hug.
And he's like, I thought you had a big dick the whole time in our relationship. This changes everything.
We hated you from the moment that we heard you had a huge cock.
And it turns out it was average the whole time.
Man, this guy's lucky he's got an average cock. But yeah, would it have to be hard? I would think.
The father says he has now accepted that his daughter died from epilepsy, which he goes on to say she suffered from since she was 14. Since she was 14, this guy knew it.
What a twist.
This guy knew that she had this from the time she was 14.
This guy just used it to show the family his dick.
Who knows? Maybe the father just wanted to see that dick so bad.
Are they familiar with the term grower, not shower?
I think in Indonesia, that's a foreign concept.
Imagine if we tell them they'd reopen this case.
They'd be like, he's already fled the country.
It's like 20 years later, they find out about it. They go, we're revisiting the case. The charges have not been dropped. It's like Robert Durst.
You don't see a lot of these cases on your average crime, NCIS or...
Well, supposedly in Indonesia, Their CIS show is all this.
From their CSI Cock Scene Investigators Indonesia? Cock Scene Indonesia? We have a dick that is believed to be so huge, it's killing women by the dozen.
That'd be great if that was a known storyline. Their version of Law and Order.
His fucking father-in-law went nuts.
Did this guy feel stupid at all?
Dude, I think he should be having to be slapped in the face by the city officials and the guy.
I think he has to show his dick to everybody.
Well, and the son should be able to dick cock slap his face for this disrespect.
I think that the son should kill his wife and then blame him.
Although, if the son-in-law's next wife suddenly dies again? Do they reopen the case?
What is he, the Stephen Avery of Indonesia?
My uncle got accused. Now we both have to show our penises.
Come on, Brendan, just show your penis. I'll do it. Who cares?
Yeah, here's mine right here. Put it in your hand.
Let's go. It's not a big deal. Look, do you want to do the right thing or not, son?
Okay. Well, I mean, so I can go back to school and do my assignment?
Of course.
If I show you, can I watch WrestleMania?
We should do an edited version of Brendan Dassey interrogation, but do Bushman asking the questions.
Give him the script.
Yeah.
Just type down everything they say.
Come on, Brendan. Do the right thing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do the right thing. Of course. He'll start telling the truth.
He'll start improvising.
Oh, of course he would.
Did I tell you about Coco Bead?
Brendan, you want to hear my song by Justin Bieber? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're like, no, Bush, stick to the script.
Bush.
I forgot what it said.
Oh, yeah. You like WrestleMania? You don't like, you watch that one with Mr. T versus Roddy Piper? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was there. Roddy Piper.
Yeah, of course. I opened the show.
Oh, dude. We should write an episode of CIS Indonesia.
Where it's about a
first
man.
Episode. She's dead. Show us your dick.
It's insane. It's crazy that he had to do it. Like, what if, I guess if you say no, they're like, then you're guilty.
Is this a village? What's the population of this area?
A full? It doesn't sound like a lot, to be honest.
Man, they're still burning women for witches, being witches, probably.
Yeah, it sounds like if this is their law enforcement tactics, I can only imagine what else is going on here.
Dude, I can still feel that beach cops flowing through me. I'm fumbling and stumbling all over the place.
It's still going through your veins?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's can be tough.
That is one of the crazier tales that I've heard.
We've done them all. Somebody, I think it was your friend Lee, who's actually coming to see me perform Friday night,
oh, yeah.
Which will be in the past when this comes out.
Yeah, it's already happened.
He sent me some. I said, that was like 2 years ago and we already talked about it. He's like, oh, all the stories, man. I lose track.
So do we.
Yeah.
200 episodes coming up. We've probably done 700 stories.
What's the better law enforcement story? This is from who's this? This is from Jeremy.
By the way, Spoken. Send us your favorite stories of the past 200 episodes.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about them. So this is from the Telegraph. Why is nothing from the native country it's in? This is in Sweden in the Telegraph. The Telegraph just, I guess, has an international scope.
It was a slow news day. They had to go international.
So a cop in Sweden, this is right up my alley. I would love to have been involved in this. He seized a fugitive criminal while they were both naked in a sauna. Sauna arrest.
Wait, why?
After stumbling upon him by chance. The guy was wanted, and he saw the guy. They're both naked. He had to get on it. I would wait for him to get dressed.
Yeah, why don't you get him when he has like a towel on or something?
This guy wanted it.
Also, like, what if he had to start fighting?
I'm assuming.
This guy's juicy. He's slippery.
I'm assuming he did. You can get your hand caught on the hot coals, hot grill.
Dude, there's way too much.
He could put your face on it if he got control of you.
Yeah.
The officer, his buddies could be in there. You don't even know who the other guys in there are.
I think it might just be the two of them.
He could, he could grab your asshole and do some sort of manipulation.
Yeah, put the thumb in.
Could throw a chi ball at your asshole and really cripple you.
Just blow it out.
Yeah, you could prolapse your asshole.
That would be terrible.
The officer was visiting the sauna, which is known in Sweden as a batsu, apparently, on his day off.
So this guy's hanging out in the Batu.
Yeah, just getting his Batu.
Minding his own business.
Yeah, Batu.
Batu.
Yeah, he soon realized that one of the men sweating next to him in the crowded room was a convicted criminal who was on the run after being sentenced to jail for drugs.
What do you have, like a wet wet piece of paper with his picture on it?
They keep
he
wanted.
He just unfolds it. It's his ink stripping off.
They keep wanted signs in the saunas.
He's like, what?
He's like,
well, he looks at it. He looks at the guy.
That's you.
It's all crinkly. It's all fucking warped.
Wait a second. Straighten it out. By a coincidence, in a way that is quite comic, they both recognized each other in the sauna. Christopher Bowman, deputy police chief, told Sweden's broadcast SVT. As the wanted man had also been found guilty of attempting to assault a public servant, the arrest was potentially dangerous. And they're both naked, so I'd say it is dangerous.
How do they both, like the other guy's like, hey, you're a cop.
Hey, officer, you're that criminal I've been after. It's easier to take action when you have your colleagues with you and all your tools and equipment. Oh, really? That's what the lawyer said.
I had no idea. I thought it was easier to do everything naked.
In a sauna.
And that's why all cops walk around butt naked.
He said this was as stripped down as it gets in more ways than one.
Full of fucking dude jokes. He's also a part-time comedian.
The officer was saluted in a post on the that police station's Facebook page under the headline "Naked Arrest." Really loving this.
Did
guy.
When they walked in, did everyone have their pants around their ankles? Did they just give him the salute.
Says to our dear colleague who kept your head cool when it was heating up to a potentially dangerous situation. Despite being on your day off and relaxing in a spa, that's written horribly. It must be a translation.
Yeah, I think so, probably.
Despite finding yourself in a packed sauna with a wanted criminal, you kept your wits about you and you carried out an arrest while considering what would be best for everyone, those in the area, the staff, and the wanted man's. The post was signed off. We are everywhere. Even if you don't see us, we are there.
So did this guy go willingly? Or he
sounds
seems
like he did.
He's like, all right, you got
me. I'm in the sauna. You got it. Ugh. I mean, how come I can't see that of all my sauna escapades?
All the guys that you're hunting down in your law enforcement job?
I could be a sauna bounty hunter. Like, I could be Bounty Hunter.
Should be a sauna bouncer.
Sounded like this one needed to keep the cops out.
You're like, all right, let's go. You grab the guy's towel, throw it out of the sauna.
From now on, every sauna I go in, they're going to say, you guys cops, I'm on the run.
Dude, you should keep a FBI's 50 most wanted list on you at all times.
Judging by some of the Y's clientele, I wouldn't be shocked.
Even at the new Y?
There's still some, not as bad, but there are still some weirdo characters.
Seems like a classier, more family joint.
Yeah, I have actually spoken. Lucas Hurl from the Comedy Store often asked me if I'm still at the Y, and I told him, because he lives right near the Hollywood Y.
Okay.
Actually, in the building where Romulus is.
Way to blow his spot up.
He told me recently, if you don't know who Romulus is, he's a morbidly obese man who wears rainbow suspenders at all times.
I never saw the rainbow suspender.
Oh, really?
Maybe he just was watching Mindy days that you came around.
Maybe he took them off for you because he wanted quick access.
Oh, what, he coughed in my mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we delivered groceries to him, and he also went to the Y I used to go to, where he hugged a lifeguard in front of Courtney, who happened to be there, and said, you got to get your feels in somehow.
Jesus.
He told Lucas... He said, when I kill myself, you're going to be the first to smell it. And I said, how will you know the difference from the horrible smell?
He smelled like shit.
Every day.
Jesus.
Who says that to somebody?
Because he wants Lucas to be like, please don't. Yeah. If I were him, I'd be like, do you have a date set?
Yeah, tell me.
Can we move that up a little bit?
How about you just give me the fucking schedule and I don't have to smell anything?
Yeah. If you want, just tell me when you're doing it. Knock on my door and say I'm going to do it. I'll go, I'll call the cops tomorrow.
Yeah. So there you have myself. It.
By the way, does he mean that just from his eating habits and his overall lack of health?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because he couldn't even walk upstairs.
Maybe he'll be at the live show. Maybe he'll be a guest. You never know.
Took him 20 minutes to come down and let, for a guy who doesn't have a buzzer. He had a big attitude about having to come down and let you in.
There were a few times where I knew it pissed him off. So
yeah,
I would do it
multiple times.
I would just call his call box because it said on the order, do not call my call box. And I would call like four times.
He would get
so mad. Why are you doing that?
I go, I didn't know. He goes, it says it on there. I put a note.
And I'd say, sometimes it says that and that's old. So you have to keep doing it. He didn't even lose his fucking mind. This is from Buddy. My buddy.
Man, the more I think about that guy, what a piece of shit. He would have one tiny bag. He'd make you follow him all the way up the stairs. Yeah. And you would make it up the stairs about 5 minutes before he did.
You had to wait.
And then he'd
why can't you just put it there and then be like, hey.
The first time I said it there, he goes, what are you doing? I go, I'm setting it here. And he goes, take it upstairs.
I once delivered him... I had to bring him. Sometimes the store would fuck up, or just in this case, it was a manufacturing error, and you'd have to bring what was called the drop off, which sucks because you're not making a tip.
Yeah,
took up a lot of your time, and it was because one of the Cokes in his 12 pack was just sealed, but it was empty, and he fucking freaked the fuck out.
It was feeding time.
No, I think actually I brought him that and he found it because he was like going through
Oh,
it.
There was
yeah. And he's like, you ruined my night. Well, I'm about to ruin yours. And he just put a huge zero on the tip and circled like, all right, dude.
Instead of the $1 he used to give.
Like, how's this my, what do I work for fucking Coca-Cola? Fuck you, Ronnie.
Remember that one guy that was there, the foreign gentleman, and he was, he and I had a big rivalry, but he, some lady was goes, I let me go get your tip. And he waited there for like a couple minutes and he goes, fuck it, it's not worth the dollar she left. And then she called and started yelling, I was going to give him a tip. He
she
left.
Actually gave me that tip. She said, hey, the other guy wouldn't take it. I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah, and then like, we asked like, him, he goes, it was a dollar. She'd take her like 5 minutes. I was like, fuck this. I'm not waiting.
God, she was mean. Yeah. She was a mean woman.
She was mad because you turned down her tip. That's what a mean lady she was.
She was an angry one. Where are my tubs? That was the lady who'd call and say, I want milk. Maybe like 2% whole.
She was 97
milk!
Years old. She was 97.
Just screaming. I want bread. White, yeah. Wheat, pita, Jewish rye. Bread! Okay.
And she finally died.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
You bitch.
We miss you.
She was mean. She also wanted to die.
Yeah.
Every time you went
she
in there.
She abused the coworker.
Why can't I die?
She abused a coworker of ours.
Yeah, she did.
Who was nice enough to show kindness to her.
Yeah.
No good deed goes unpunished.
She put a real burden on him.
He would go to she was like, my husband was a jazz musician. This guy loved, he was a musician. And so they started like hanging out outside of the job.
Because he felt bad for her.
Yeah. And she'd be like, take me to the store. And he'd be like, I can't, man. I'm busy. You want me to die? I'm going to die. That's what you would say.
He took her bra shopping.
Yeah, because she had big old floppers.
Yeah.
One of the owners.
97-year-old floppers.
Yeah, those had a lot of years to stretch Whew. Out.
How many sucks did those have?
A lot. That bra looks great on you, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Feel it. Yeah. Put it on.
Fuck me. You want me to die?
She was a mean old woman with one of the biggest moles I've ever seen in my life.
That was cancer on her face, dude.
But she was like,
it wasn't even a mole. That was skin cancer that was spreading.
She put a Band-Aid over it. Like, that was going to stop it. She needed to put duct tape over it. That's the only thing that would cover. Oh man.
Yeah. Well,
those were the
hey,
days.
Some people have a positive outlook at 97. Some people have a negative outlook. She was on the negative side.
One time, a guy was trying to get in her building. He couldn't figure out the call box, and he was like out front. And then he finally got in. And someone let him in. She's like, some weird guy's out front.
Yeah, trying to break in.
He was thinking the guy trying to give her shit. Oh man, what a life. So let's head to Painesville, Ohio. It's a cool name, bringing the Painesville.
Painesville.
So the old Painesville police.
Do they make window panes there?
I think they do. It's the window pane capital of the world. They took custody of an iguana after they say it was used as a weapon in an altercation at a local restaurant.
Who brought the iguana?
Assault with a deadly iguana. You bring an iguana to a knife fight?
You bring a knife to an iguana fight?
Officials called the iguana copper.
What the fuck is this?
And turned her over to the Lake Humane Society.
This seems like a fucking Police Academy 12 plot.
But now the family, who says they're the rightful owners, want the iguana they've named Squirt back home with them.
Squirt? That yeah. That's a terrible name.
It's because it's if you rub its back.
It'll give you a little squirt. Give me that squirt.
10-year-old Connor Teeter, the old Teeter family.
Wait, did you say Connor Teeter?
Connor Teeter.
Is this a real story?
I hope the sister marries somebody last named Totter. She'll be Barbara Teeter Totter.
She's going to hyphenate her last name?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't want to get rid of Teeter.
Teeter.
Connor Teeter.
The Teeter
this
family.
This guy's destined to be a fucking NASCAR driver. We got Connor Teeter coming up.
So Connor Teeter said, all I care is that I want Squirt back. His iguana. Connor says the iguana has been his pet since last year. He shouldn't be that broke. Yo,
I thought he was going to say he's been his iguana since he was born or something.
This is a great fucking... This is going to fall.
This is from Connor Tweeter?
Teeter? Connor Teeter. Here he is. He's eloquent. He's fucking loquacious. He says, I like creepy crawlies and lizards and stuff, so that's why I wanted them, and God gave me one.
God
gave you one.
Fuck Santa. When God's giving you presents?
Is that what he means by, did he get it for Christmas?
Or maybe he just found it in the wild? I don't know.
In the wild of what?
In the God's universe.
No, where? In the wild? Where
of Ohio. Yeah,
there's no fucking iguanas.
He said he was playing outside one day when he said Squirt just fell out of a tree. That's when he called his mom.
He's
like, Mom, it's raining iguanas out here.
Well, us teeters have always been lucky with God.
Mom, the teeters are our cousins, right?
Yeah, Connor Teeter. Yeah, he got an iguana, fell out of the sky.
What?
It's a miracle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you keep praying. You may get out of there, Brandon.
Yeah, that's Scott's side of the family.
Yeah, the Teeters. Scotty Teeter, he took our name. Scott did.
Teeter. He's Scott Teeter.
Samantha Pritchard. I believe this is the kid's mom. Here she goes.
Wait, what's her name?
Pritchard. So Teeter's the father. So.
Okay. This lady.
So Mr. Teeter took off.
Mr. Teeter?
Mr. Teeter.
Mr. T, does he wear gold chains?
I'm fitting the foo. I'm Mr. Teeter.
Mr. Teeter Tots.
This is the mom's quote. He's like, that's her
star. After this fucking idiot goes, well, ask God for one, and fucking got one.
This news person's like, keep the camera on.
This is not cut.
This is award-winning material. The Teeters are fucking great. He's like, can we have a pet iguana, please, please? And I'm like, sure, where did this come from?
What a fucking family is this?
Hey, Mom.
an iguana fell out of a tree. And I'm like, what?
Okay, where'd this come from?
This is weird. Connor's been keeping Squirt warm in a tank.
Keeping Squirt warm.
With a tank.
He's got a warm, a real hot Squirt right there.
Equipped with a heat lamp. I bet he just has like a Coke can with like a some sort of heater next
to it. I think he just has a flashlight. He's changing the batteries every day.
His dad had been watching the reptile for about a week while his mom and siblings relocated after the big breakup.
Oh, man.
Next thing they know, they see Squirt on the news. Old man Teeter must have gotten in a barroom brawl.
Teeter's like, you know what old man Teeter was like? Hey, iguana, we're going out drinking tonight.
Me you ready? You. Hey, Squirt.
Squirt.
Let's go get some drinks.
Yeah, just the boys tonight.
Here's the mom again. Arnold's in jail, and Squirt's at the Lake County Humane Society, and I'm like, what?
This lady has so many moments where she's just flabbergasted by everything.
Arnold.
What? Where'd that come
big
from?
Arnold.
Huh?
Arnold Teeter. Connor's dad.
Arnold Teeter.
Dude, what kind of fucking last name is Teeter?
Arnold Teeter.
It's the worst combo ever.
Oh.
Arnie Teeter, Connie's dad.
But you got to remember that last name. That's a great fucking last name.
It's not like
we got to put it in something.
But if you used it, people are like, you're making up a stupid name. Like, yeah. No, that's a real fucking name.
It's the Teeters.
Arnie Teeter used Squirt as a weapon inside the Painesville Perkins restaurant, according to cops, and it was all caught on camera.
Oh, the Perkins? Dude, we used to have a Perkins in our town.
In the video, you can see him walking in with the iguana on his shoulder. He's looking for a fight.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Arnie Teeter's coming in.
He's got the iguana on his
shoulder.
Must
have broken up with his wife.
It's like the Old West saloon when a guy walks in.
Don't look at
Everybody
him.
Takes off.
Don't look at him. Cameras didn't capture him actually throwing the iguana, but does show him picking up the reptile by his tail and leaving.
What is he swinging it around?
He could whip you with it. He was later arrested and charged with cruelty to animals. The mother said she does actually have a family that loves and misses her. Right now, Squirt's being held at the Lake Humane Society. Authorities say she's undergoing surgery for a broken leg.
Whoa.
Yeah, she's going to have to be on crutches.
Are the Teeters going to have to pay for that?
I
is
don't
that
know.
The government picking that up?
The mom said, I plan on going up there tomorrow and checking to see how the surgery went and everything and see if she's back by then. Police say the judge will have to decide where the iguana goes. Connor's hoping it's back home with him. He said he was a really, he said he, but a lot of people say
yeah,
she.
I was wondering how the fuck they know what the sex of this is.
He was a really loving, kind lizard, he said. Like he died, he's still alive. So let's hope Connor Teeter.
How much could this family love this thing? They don't know the gender They don't know anything about it.
I hate to be, you know, the Brady Bunch plot, but can't you just buy another fucking iguana, name it Squirt, and be like, hey, here he is, he's back.
I'm going to say they all have the same personality.
It fell out of a tree. Can you believe it? We asked God for another one, and
here it is. Another crazy miracle.
And the mom's like, I'm like, what?
Where did this come from?
Another one? Something tells me Arnie Teeter and this lady are going to get back together.
Dude, they'll be married and divorced like four more times.
You can't keep a man like Arnie Teeter who's going to whip you with an iguana, throw it at you in a bar. I would, if someone threw a fucking iguana at me in a fight, I would be terrified. I'd rather you kick me in the face and knock me out than throw an iguana towards
that's
me.
That's a fight ender. Oh. I'm done. I'm out. I'm out of here.
That's a room clearer. People are running around.
Dude, next thing you know, he's going to come in with some fucking snake fucking swinging it over his head.
Yeah, a man like that's got other reptiles in it. This is just his the one he carries around with
Connor
him.
Loves bugs and he's reptiles he's and
a creepy,
shit.
He's a creepy crawly type of kid. He gets that from Arnie Teeter.
He probably got it from Bobby Dassey.
He's Googling fucking... Ugh. To use a reptile in a fight, that's a dirty fucking move.
You know what, though? I kind of got to give this guy some credit for out-of-the-box thinking here.
When he came in with it on the shoulder. Yeah. So people knew he was... It wasn't a concealed iguana. It was out there.
Oh, yeah.
Had it over the shirt.
It was open carry iguana.
Yeah. So yeah. People knew.
He's coming in. He's not... No surprises here.
Maybe another guy's like, the iguana on the shoulder's my move. My iguana's not here right now, you piece of shit.
My iguana's in the bathroom taking a piss.
You know, oh, wait. Thinking out of the box. What if someone's like, my kid lost his iguana. I live near you. That's our iguana.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like, give it back. Came and it turns into an Arnie Teeter sticking up for his son.
That explains the came out of nowhere.
And then he's trying to get his old lady back. So he's like, oh, this is how I do it. I protect Squirt's honor. Squirt's honor is like Scout's honor. I can only imagine this kid in school, like, well, how's your weekend? Things got crazy. My dad got in a fight. He whipped my iguana at somebody. Now he's taken tells away. Me
that wouldn't be the craziest story of the weekend where these people are living.
And the mom's like, I'm watching his presentation. And I'm like, what?
Where'd that come from?
It came from his life.
Can you identify this iguana any sex you want? Is it just according to whatever the human thinks?
It sounds like it, yeah. Especially if you're in the Teeter family. Wow. I hope the iguana heals up fast.
Yeah.
Good thing the tail wasn't dead, but I mean the tail
could
grow back.
What if this was just a government scam where the iguana had a broken leg, so they're like, we can't afford to pay for the surgery.
By the way,
so Arnie, just go into Perkins, throw the thing, and then the Humane Society will fix it, and then we'll pick it up.
Here's a picture of Arnie who looks just like the type of man who throws an iguana.
Jesus. He looks like a rough character.
Yeah, I wouldn't fuck with Arnie Teeter.
You imagine growing up with the last name Teeter?
Yeah.
That made him tough. It's like a boy
this
named
is the
Sue.
Picture that they're that thing. Imagine that thing being thrown at you.
No,
it's
I don't.
A big fucking creature.
I'm not a reptile guy. They all freak me out.
That's
so.
A big creature. We're not talking about a gecko. That's a big. This is a big.
No,
fucking
it's iguana.
Thing.
I had a friend who had an iguana, and it weirded me out. And they bite sometimes.
My uncle found one near his pool, and he
found one. Wait, who's your uncle? A Teeter?
Yeah, he prayed to God, and it showed up.
Did he really? Was it the neighbors?
I don't know whose it was, and he got an enclosure. And he didn't realize it, but he just kept getting in a bigger enclosure, but it was growing because he kept getting a bigger enclosure.
Oh, it grows into it?
And this thing was like a fucking I used to like be...
What was it, like 500 pounds?
Dude, it had a huge tail, and they said he would like let it... Thank God he never let it out when I was there.
Oh, are you just supposed to keep it in like an aquarium?
I think so, yeah.
And that's why they stopped growing?
This guy,
he's like, I got a football stadium.
He had like a wire mesh thing. This thing, and they said when they let it out, it would like whip you your legs with the tail. It's hard.
That's like those... I was watching the thing where some people had to move like to the south of Spain because they wanted to have a pet Komodo dragon. And so now this Komodo dragon walks around and this lady, I told you about this, tongue kissing it.
Ugh.
Tongue kissing it.
Yeah, Courtney doesn't even like going to the Komodo dragon area of the LA Zoo. She doesn't like seeing it.
They freak me out too, man.
It's behind the glass, but she doesn't like
it. Well, they don't let you ride them.
We saw it once and she said, I don't want to see it again.
Yeah, they're weird, man.
Baby Barb just wants to get in there.
Can you imagine, like, those things run out in the wild in some places. Well, they've not had some one place.
Remember the croc hunter went to that fucking island like a maniac, and they're just all Komodo dragons. Yeah. And he's like, oh, look at he's like, what the?
He laid in that pit.
Like, what are you?
The more I look at that, the croc hunter.
It's shocking he didn't die earlier. To be honest,
he was like a Jackass cast member, more or less.
He took very
unnecessary
risks.
Nothing like, educational.
It was like, let me tie up this huge gator just to show you that I can do it, and then he would let it go.
But there was no educational value whatsoever in
it. No.
It was like it was Bam Margera meets like outdoor fucking or Steve-O.
Well, I mean, most of it was to profit for himself, for his zoo.
Yeah, well, I mean, for his zoo, I guess.
Like, but I'm sure, like, Australian... Is PETA international? I'm assuming it is.
Yeah, I think so.
I would guess they weren't huge fans of
it. No, they did not. They were not fans of
it. Most of what he did was just fairly
was
inhumane.
Harassment.
Yeah, it was like
just regular harassment.
Yeah, like I'm gonna fuck with these alligators just because I want to capture. Remember, he like he would just like wrangle shit up like with like these hooks and shit.
He would like jump off a boat onto a dolphin's back.
I remember watching him before, like he was like main, you know, like he was like lesser
early
known.
Days.
It just being like bad. I was after school when I was a kid and be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah,
just being like, what is he doing? Like he would just like dive into fucking weird, gross water and like try to get a creature.
At the time, though, you're like, oh, this is crazy and fascinating, but it wasn't. It was just like watching some guy risk his life. That's what we liked about it.
It was like watching Arnie Teeter walk into a bar with his iguana. What if he stabbed you with the little spiky things on the top?
I don't know. I think you could throw him like a Chinese star at you. What if the thing hit you in the chest and the spikes just stuck there? And the thing's like legs are moving and tail slapping you in the face.
What if he has a history of animal-related assault? Like he carries around like a possum and he just whips it at you. You're like, Jesus.
He just got a bag full of rodents.
You're like, he's got an aquarium with piranha in it. Don't fuck with him.
Oh, wait. You want the tarantula? You want the tarantula, motherfucker?
He's just digging in bags. You're like, Jesus Christ, stop, please. The Arnie Teeter, dude.
Well, the Teeters, I hope you get squirt back.
Squirt.
Something tells me that they have a family. It's named after like their grandfather, Squirt Teeter.
And the mom, just great quotes.
Mom's like, his name's Squirt, but I'm a squirter.
Maybe it's after her.
I can't even do it. I can't even do like a woman's voice. My voice is so blown out.
Mom, do you think Squirt's going to heal? Can I sign his cast?
I don't know. Can you write on a grain of rice? Pretty small.
It's one of my hobbies in here is writing on small things.
I do calligraphy now.
Mom, I'm actually writing a book.
Wow.
I don't know how to write.
I'm learning to write.
That's good.
That's one of my hobbies
now. You got
now.
60 years. You could graduate Harvard if you want.
He really should just get a million degrees.
He could be a doctor. Dr. Das.
The Dr. Das man.
I mean, he should get a PhD. Can you get a PhD in prison? No, I don't think so.
I bet you could.
I think you can only get your high school degree. You can get
more. You can get a college degree. I'm sure there's PhD online programs that you could do.
Oh God, I hope the Das man does it. Oh. He should start a podcast. Like if he was allowed to do it, it would be huge. Yeah. It probably wouldn't be actually, but.
I mean, on paper, it would look good till the first 5 minutes. You're like, what the fuck is he talking about?
All people want to hear is about his legal battles. He's just like, do you guys think John Cena is going to stop?
Like, I think he's like, so Tim is like, traded me some tater tots for Jell-O because I love tater tots so much.
Like, I kind of miss the maximum security prison because there's no ice machine here for me to regulate. Like, people are pretty respectful.
I'm having trouble picking my hobbies.
Can you guys help me? Like, what is...
Dude, it would be...
What is kite fleeing?
I think we would find it funny, but I would say 99% of the population would be like, this is a fucking shit show.
And Steven stealing that Mac security. Growing his hair out like Captain Kangaroo, growing his beard.
What else are you going to do? You got plenty of time to try styles.
Meeting women, dumping him, meeting new women probably. Is 80-year-old
got it better than we do?
Is 80-year-old lady? She's back in the picture.
Yeah,
we need a season 3. Is what we need.
It's coming. Don't worry.
What's Steve up to?
Just when you think it's over, it's just begun.
It's never over. It's not over until we say it's over.
Oh man, what a show!
This one, I got one last quick one, and this is it's very similar to the Squirt story. I found this myself.
Whoa.
This is Florida, the Florida of Florida. this is from the clickorlando.com. Never heard of that. Went to school.
Click Orlando?
Went to college in that area. Never heard of it.
Wasn't a well-known thing.
Man was arrested. This is the names in this thing are great. Not his name. His name's Thomas Devaney Lane, 61.
Wait, that
Devaney
man.
Remember,
that man did, and he was arrested. Thank you. Thank you.
Thomas Devaney Lane, 61, was apparently yelling obscenities. He called himself a saint, and he threatened to send his turtle army to destroy everyone.
Wow.
While he was in a restaurant. He's been arrested.
Is what, a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle army?
I'm not sure if it's that or just he's made wild and turtles
he's
in the wild
them with his mind.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Sort of mind control.
According to an affidavit from the India Atlantic Police Department, I've never heard of that part of Florida, whatever that is. I'm not sure. Officers responded to at least 7 calls about disturbances at a Starbucks coffee, the Surfanista Cafe, and Sassy Granny Smoothies. Sassy Grannies.
That's the name of the place?
Yeah, Sassy Grannies.
I would never. You're like, that sounds disgusting.
Can I get the banana strawberry? Oh, fuck you. I'm Sassy Granny, you piece of shit.
What is this, like Ed DeBevics? But yeah, for
they just yell at you.
For smooth. Also, it just sounds bad. Granny smoothie.
It's like, you want extra prunes in there to shit?
Oh, gross.
You want some Metamucil?
Oh, we'll get an all smoothie.
I'm Sassy and I'm a granny. Get in here. Yeah, bring your turtle army, motherfucker. Kill you, fucking. I'll fucking make them into smoothies.
Yeah, I'll make them smooth. I'll cut you, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, why are you going to surf on East the Cafe? It's pretty sweet, too. It's like, hey, man, you want a coffee?
Dude, what is it? What kind of fucking theme? Is this like a travel around the world smoothie place?
It's the Epcot Alley, I guess. Oh, I'm David Taylor. I know the Orlando area. I used to live there.
Click Orlando?
Sassy Granny. Great woman.
Uncle used to work for Click Orlando.
Her sass is underrated. I call her Classy Granny. Thomas Devaney Cock Lane, 61, went with an officer to the police department. I guess that's what it's called when you're arrested, where he yelled at the dispatcher in the lobby while pounding on the walls and glass. It sounds like he was not arrested because he then left the department but was later located at a 7-Eleven, or did he just somehow like wander out?
He loves these convenience stores and smoothie shacks.
As an officer stood by, Lane called 911 and told the operator, "I need to leave now, or you will all be sorry. You fuck with the saint," according to the affidavit.
But why did he call? He goes, I need to leave now. Why didn't he just leave now?
I don't know. Police said Lane refused to leave his car, so an officer forcibly removed him and placed him under arrest.
Sounds like a cool dude.
But the Turtle Army could be coming. No word on if Splinter is involved in this or not.
I think he will be.
If he if they support Thomas or they're going against him.
This guy might be Splinter.
Wow. Thomas Devaney Lane. What if he is? This guy really is a saint. He's telling the truth, and he does have a Turtle Army. Orlando's fucked.
He doesn't have much self-control.
Sassy Granny.
For a saint.
Sassy Granny's going to be in trouble.
What if he's like, fuck you, bitch, and then literally she's burning in hell right now.
Or like her store is just like under invasion. It's a turtle riot.
She wakes up, just turtles all over her body everywhere. Like she looks at her underwear.
The big ones, like the ones from this, like the Galapagos Islands, I weigh like 200 pounds.
What if she's standing like in the bathroom and then she does the Stand By Me? She feels something in her panties and she pulls out a giant snapping turtle.
And they're coming out of her asshole, out of her pussy.
Oh.
She's like, Sassy Granny, help me.
Oh, you fucked up. I'm coming for you.
Mom, how's Sassy Granny doing?
She's good.
Yeah, it's Scott's mom.
Yeah.
She's a good woman.
Sassy Granny's a teeter.
Sassy Granny teeter.
Voice is fucked.
She's a teeter.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. How's Connor?
Yeah, he wants Squirt back.
There's a guy in here. Sad. We call him Squirt, but I don't think it's for the same reason. The female guards, I guess, started it. I don't really understand why.
And then
I
realized he's coming on him.
He told me to suck the poison. He said he got bit by a snake in
here.
Don't
do it. The trick.
And then he squirted.
What if the ass man realizes he's gay in prison and he falls in love?
That'd be great.
Some guy.
Dude, what if Halloween comes around? And he's like, Hey, Mom, what do you think I should be this year?
An inmate. That's what you are every year.
I want to be a skeleton.
Okay.
You got too much meat on your bones for that.
Yeah, sorry. Should have thought about that.
About 10 cheeseburgers ago.
Well, Mom, it's like the time the girl told me that I was too fat and dumped me.
Yeah, you were a lot skinnier then.
That could be the saddest part of that. I know.
He was a real sad sack. Oh, that IQ got me every time.
When I was watching something else, they kept talking about somebody's IQ. What was it?
Ted Bundy?
No.
He had a high IQ.
No, somebody else who was like
really
slow. They kept bringing it up. What was it? Oh, well, maybe it was that Evil Geniuses. I don't know. Something they kept talking about.
Those people were all smart. Well, the lady was, but no, yeah, the guy was
the pizza
real
delivery
stupid.
Driver wasn't.
Yeah, the guy was stupid.
Yeah. I know there's something I kept watching. They kept bringing it up, though. Somebody had a super low IQ.
It's like nothing worse, nothing sadder.
You're almost like I'll take being guilty over you saying I'm not stupid over and over and over again. They're like, look, he's dumb, okay?
What is he going to do?
He's very limited. It's socially not mature.
Well, by the time this comes out, the next episode, hopefully Eric Heitz will be on his way.
Yeah. I think he's going to make it. If anyone has the follow through to do what they say.
You think that guy is going to put $85,000 down on Eric Heitz?
It's Ricky Heitz. I think that guy is going to spend $10,000 to donate to Rick Heitz. So we can write another book on how to eat ramen noodles. And
I heard Heitz is traveling with an iguana.
Dude, I saw someone sent me an article about a guy who lost 30 pounds strictly drinking beer. Like, that was his diet. And here Rick Heitz.
Yeah, if you just do one thing.
Can't do anything. You can, if you just commit to eating Twinkies, you'll probably lose weight.
I lost 20 pounds in 15 or 18 days.
Yeah, Gaylord Dingler lost. How much did he lose?
Dude, I heard somebody... When I was doing a show Saturday, I heard somebody doing, and then they were literally doing the cadence of Gaylord Dingler.
Really?
I'll tell you who it was after off air.
Is it Nick Dingler, his nephew?
No, but it was somebody. It was so sad. I go, oh, this guy's over.
I looked at the great Todd Munson's Twitter, and he had a picture of Gaylord recently. Said he was at that show. I think they do at that
in Glendale.
Yeah, he said hanging out with Gaylord. He looks like the Crypt Keeper. Looks like,
dude. Should we get Gaylord on the show?
You
know what we should do for the 200th show? We should have him do 3 minutes of material.
We should get Jim Painter, even though we can't.
Oh, the elusive.
No, and we can't do it. Everyone always asks.
I'll hit him up.
Yeah,
maybe.
Ask him. Ask him. Say, hey, just it's 2019. Concern. It's a new year. I wanted to ask if you'll be on.
He hasn't been in front of a mic in a lot of years, so.
Who knows?
He's not like the Bush, I don't think.
No.
The Bush is always ready to roll.
What if he doesn't do those voices? He's just like, hey, guys.
Oh, hey, how's everybody going? How's everybody doing here? I haven't seen you guys in a while. Let's talk about what you've been up to.
Let's talk politics.
I have a great index fund that I've been investing in.
And then he's like, I gotcha. Yeah, let's talk about babies in the garbage. You believe I turned straight? I'm not a bitch.
All right.
Oh, yeah, of course. James Painter and I started together in Arizona. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, every weekend James I was there. All righty, folks.
Yeah.
That's another one in the bag. That's 91. Only 9 more episodes till the big 200 show.
Yeah. If you haven't got your tickets yet, you better get them because they're going
I
fast.
I pray to God it's not like 6 people.
Yeah.
We've had bigger turnouts, though. We were the second most attended podcast at All Things Comedy.
HBM, aka Hermosa.
Phoenix.
Hermosa Beach Mary said her and Donnie are going to try to make it to the show.
The crazy thing about this podcast is because the audience is worldwide. So it'd be different if it was just a local
Somebody
show.
Fly in from Europe. We'll interview you.
What if somebody listens to this and goes, oh, I didn't. Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, who knows?
I didn't know that I could.
There'll be a special meet and greet after. You can hear John Little can sign your seatbelts if you cut him out of your car.
He'll sign your smoke detector.
Which actually would be pretty cool.
I was talking to him because somebody, I think it was a joke, obviously, took the smoke detector, put it in the drawer. And he goes, you see this guy?
I'm influenced people.
I go, John, wait till somebody dies. Somebody's house burns down. They find out that he... took all the smoke detectors down, and it was because of you.
I feel like Marilyn Manson. This is big pressure now.
He's like, legally, you think I'd be responsible for that?
Should I be talking to a lawyer? He's worried.
He tried to explain. He goes, I wear a seatbelt. John Little wears a seatbelt.
He just doesn't believe you should have
it. Just doesn't believe that people, that you should wear it just because it's safe, not because the government tells you you have to.
Okay. How does he know the difference? Do you have a bumper sticker? I'm wearing the seatbelt because I want to, not because you're making me.
He was wearing that. He has a t-shirt made. I'm doing it because it's safe, not because the government told me to.
He should sell a fuck smoke detector shirt. See how they do.
It would be big smoke detectors. big smoke. What do they call that? Instead of big tobacco?
Big smoke.
Big smoky? They'd shut him down.
You know who would hate that is Frank Fritz, who loves old fireman paraphernalia. Yeah. That used to be his specialty.
Something tells me that John Little and Frank Fritz from American Pickers would not get along very well.
I've seen this guy, John Little. I'm not sure if he's Italian or not.
I seen him a while ago.
I seen him on a podcast. He was talking about getting rid of your smoke detectors. Don't do it, everybody.
I'm going to try a bundle here.
He's going to try to bundle John's grundle. So check out Beach Cops. Check out the Shing Pie t-shirts, please.
Shing Pie?
The Danish and O'Neill Threadless. That's Danish and O'Neill on threadless.com. You can get a Shing Pie shower cap.
Or Danish and O'Neill dot threadless.
Yeah, excuse me. Danish and O'Neill dot threadless.
Dot com.
DO101 on BetDSI. And I think that's it.
That's it.
Beach Cops.
Another one in the bag.
Yeah, 9 more till 200. And then after that, 9 more till we head up to Stockton for our live show up there. Episode 209.
We got to do something special for 209.
From Jerry McFly's childhood home, his bedroom.
Hey, it's just three guys sitting on the bed.
And we have another listener in the Stockton area. So at least two, Jerry's not there anymore, but at least one guy would show up.
Two Stocktonians?
Yeah. Maybe their former mayor, who may or may not be in prison. I forget what happened to that guy.
Yeah, we lost track of him.
A lot of allegations.
Yeah, he was a party animal.
But we'll stay away from playgrounds because they are burning those down, as we reported back
That's
the
a long time ago.
Yeah.
Man. All right, kids.
Yeah. Stay.
And adults. But we know it's mostly children listening to this.
Yeah. Stay cool on the streets, everybody.
The number one children podcast.
Spring has sprung. It's getting hot. And watch out for reptiles, turtle armies, iguanas being weaponized. You got a lot going on the streets.
Just remember, if a man walks in with an iguana on his shoulder, do what the Danish and O'Neill would do. Just leave quickly.
And if you want a pet, pray to God.
And maybe you'll get one.
May fall a dog.
Where'd this come from?
A dog fell out of the tree on my head. All right, let's get out of here. Let's get some hot peppers to close it out.
Technical difficulty.
My hot pepper is horse song's not working here.
These are mild peppers.
What's going on? Oh, I know what's going on.
Uh-oh.
Help if I turn the sound on.
There we go.
I turn the sound off because you get on some of these sites and they're throwing all sorts of audio at you. All right, let's try it again, an instant replay.
Here we go.
Saw you out there grazing on some grass. Couldn't help but notice that gorgeous ass. That tail flips so seductively, almost like a hand was welcoming me. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. And baby girl, do you want an apple? I'll take you to the wedding chapel. Girl, do you want some grains? Your hindquarters are making me insane. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. I might be a man, you might be a horse, but this bond between us is an overwhelming force. See inside us, then they know that it's true.
touch my dick. Jim, come on. Now, you did grab my stuff, and you know that.
I know everybody's probably tuned out, but you know what? If Hot Hot Pepper can't be at the 200th show, I wonder if he'll give permission for Sean to play a live version of it.
That'd be interesting.
Right now, nobody's listening, but...
Yeah. Hot Hot Pepper.
We'll have to reach out and see if... he's probably not coming, but...
Test the waters.
Say, hey, would you mind if he did a cover of this? Also, we'd have to clear it with Sean.
That's true,
if he would even want to do... You know, I mean, it's a provocative song. It's a great song, but... Maybe. Might not be everybody that wants to do it.
Yeah, you may not want that.
But it
but
would be
a guy
great.
Who wrote the Boner City That's Anthem, I'm too. Assuming, would That's not true. Have a problem. Who knows, though?
I don't think he would. I'm just throwing out maybe.
Maybe we have Feng Chao sing it in Mandarin Cream.
No, I'm good. I don't want Feng Chao doing any Mandarin on the show.
Feng Chao will be doing crowd warm-up.
You keep your Mandarin to yourself, Feng Chao.
He'll be doing crowd warm-up for the show that night.
We should.
Just to get the crowd amped up. We wanted a tight set in Mandarin, 6 minutes.
We should have him do crowd warm-up.
Best Mandarin prop comedy.
We should have him seat people and do crowd warm-up.
Feng, are you listening? Are you available? June 20th, 8 p.m.
He's available.
$10 for you to do seating. You
have to pay. No, he pays us
$10.
Yeah, $10. Yeah.
To do crowd warm up.
And $20 to perform 3 minutes of comedy.
All right, everybody. Have a good week.